Sunsets may indeed be little glimpses of the golden streets of heaven. Upon one sunset, Fanny Crosby was reminded that we are to be drawn nearer to Jesus Christ. Hear the story in today's episode of Heritage Hymns.
Welcome to the Heritage Hymns broadcast with our speaker, Daniel Cox. Join us as we travel back in time to learn of the great songwriters and the stories that they told us through music. Stay tuned at the end of this broadcast for more information. But for now, here's Pastor Cox.
Living in Florida for these many years, I have grown to love the sunset. What a joy it is to see heaven's color wheel explode upon the skies for God's creatures to enjoy. From red and orange, purple and indigo, and shades of blue. Life's hardest days have often been made more pleasant by the setting of the sun. Poetic genius has often sought to describe in apt prose the beauties of God's daily masterpieces, but these attempts always fall short. How can finite man describe the infinite glories of God's fingerprints in the sky? Said Emily Dickinson in her famous poem, "I'll tell you how the sun rose, a ribbon at a time. The steeple swam in amethyst, the news like squirrels ran. The hills untied their bonnets, the bobolinks begun. Then I said softly to myself, that must have been the sun." Hazel Hall, in her famous poem Twilight, said, "Tiptoeing twilight before you pass, bathe light my spirit as dew bathes grass. Quiet the longing of my hands that yearn as you fold the flower and hush the fern. Guard me with shadows to fortify my failing purpose, my tired eye, that in your stillness I may relight my faith's frail candle before the night." Yet as powerful as these poems may be, they contain only the impressions made upon human hearts with natural eyes. But just maybe, sunsets are better seen through the eyes of faith, which leads me to today's story. Fanny Crosby and William Doane were fast friends, combining lyrics and music for great hymns such as "Nearer the Cross," "Rescue the Perishing," "Pass Me Not," "To God Be the Glory," "Jesus Find Us Watching," and many more. Often, Fanny would escape the rush of New York City and enjoyed her time in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the front porch of Doane's beautiful home. On one particular evening, the glories of the Midwestern sunset were a glorious sight to behold. The eyes of each member of the Doane family were fixated upon God's latest masterpiece. As the sun was setting below the horizon and the evening shadows began to fall, the conversation turned to spiritual truths. Their gaze upon the S-U-N had but seemingly turned to the S-O-N and our nearness to Christ. Though Fanny had nothing to rely upon to absorb the scene but the words of her friends, her heart could often see what physical eyes could not, and reciting without interruption, she uttered immediately the words to our classic hymn, "Draw Me Nearer." "I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Seeing with the eye of faith what could not be described in human language, Crosby sought to be near to the heart of Christ and live in the world where there is no need of the sun, where Jesus Christ is the light thereof. The next time you see a sunset, may the Lord help us to be reminded that each sunset is but one day closer to seeing Jesus Christ face to face, and may we be drawn nearer to the heart of Jesus Christ. What a Savior, what a song, and oh, what a heritage of hymns.
If you enjoyed the broadcast and would like to access more information regarding the music ministry, please visit heritagehymns.info or pastordanielcox.com. God bless you, and thanks for listening.